Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Driving Like Crazy, 30 years of vehicular hellbending celebrating America as it ought to be, an oil well in each backyard, a Cadillac Escalade in every carport, and all the Mideast potentates trying to rope a goat. By P.J. O'Rourke. Read by Christopher Lane. Introduction. The End of the American Car. The feminists grabbed our women. The liberals banned our guns. The health cops snuffed our cigarettes. The bailout has our funds. The laws of breathalyzing put an end to our roadside bars. Circle the Fords and Chevys, boys. They're coming to take our cars. It's time to say, how shall we put it, sayonara to the American car. The American automobile industry, GM, Ford, even Chrysler, will live on in some form, dragging its mangled corporate limbs like the sun wished back from the grave in the monkey's paw. Weird infusions of money from our creepy, twitching government, we'll see to that. The fools in the corner offices of Detroit, and the fool officials of Detroit's unions, no more deserve our sympathy than the malevolent trolls under the Capitol dome. But pity the poor American car when Congress and the White House get through with it. A lightweight vehicle with a small carbon footprint, using alternative energy and renewable resources to operate in a sustainable way. When I was a kid, we called it a Schwinn. Oh well, it's been a great run these past 110-odd years since the Duryea brothers built the first American car in Springfield, Massachusetts. If the Duryea Motor Wagon Company had been a success, Springfield, Mass. Might be today's...